Welcome back.
Welcome back to Rent Money Confessions. I am your host, Shaylin. This is my co-host, Solo. We're on episode 3. I think we're podcasters now. We're doing this thing. It's pretty crazy. Today, I'm going to have my phone. I'm just trying to keep on track because if you haven't learned from the first and second episode, the ADD that I have is being in my head every day. Whew, doggy. So I will be referring to my phone so that I keep on track for you guys and I do not go off topic. Today, I thought it would be a good thing to talk about the cost of a dream and what that means, as I feel like anybody that's chasing anything can relate to this as far as, especially entrepreneurs, whether you're in music or not, entrepreneur life in general. Because music, at the end of the day, if you're an artist, you are a small business and you're starting a small business. You have makeup artists, you have photographers, you have anybody that is betting on themselves and starting their own little thing to grow it. It's tough. So don't mind me. Don't do this, kids. It's not good for you. I love it. Here we go. So there were times I chose to put money back into my career instead of having a safety net. And I told myself that I was being brave. Young me has learned a lot, as there is no rule books in music for really like when to do deals, when not to do deals, how advances work. Like it is, there is a book now I'm finding out, which if you're watching this and you're thinking of starting in the music industry, there is a book called Everything You Need to Know About the Music Industry that apparently exists that I never knew about until now. So if I could have read that book way sooner, tells you how to do deals or like when to do deals, percentages, like all of that. So if you don't know, go check out that book because my God, I wish I would have had it sooner. It's very insightful. If I told myself I was being brave, but if I'm being honest, I was also just terrified of stopping. And there was a fine line between brave and just giving up and like accepting defeat. There's never been a plan B for me. There never probably will be. So I'll be 90 and I'll be like, what if I'm not? but sometimes brave, I had to walk a fine line of like, am I being brave or do I have too much pride to quit? I've been in it for this long. And younger me probably was just too afraid to quit, thinking that was called brave. And that's okay. Like, it is okay to not want to forfeit your dream. And honestly, you shouldn't. Like, there's going to be times, no matter what you're chasing, that it is going to feel like everything is against you and everybody is telling you, like, it's time to give it up. I think brave is betting on yourself. I have a new idea of what that word means. I think that brave is risking it all to believe in something that maybe nobody else does at the time. And that is, to me, that is the definition of brave, is when everybody else says no and you know it's going to work. So I've had to come to terms with what every season, like what that looked like for me. And I do think it is bravery that you have to have as an entrepreneur. I think it's bravery to stand up and just say, like, I'm going to go against the grain and chase something that not a lot of people want to chase and that it's going to be really hard. I think brave is getting back up every day when you don't feel like it. I think brave looks like a lot of things. So now looking back, I have respect for both of those fine lines that I walked. So I've lived in seasons where I knew exactly how many months of rent I had left and still kept going. Slowing down felt scarier than running out. I don't regret it, but I do wish I'd admitted sooner how heavy that was to carry alone. And that's why we've made this podcast, is you're not alone. So even if I wish I could talk to everybody in real time, that'd be really cool. But also, like, I'd be on my screen for the rest of my life. I'd be like, hello, it's me, your best friend today. So hopefully this is a place where you feel not so alone. If you are chasing something that you're building from the ground up, it's scary. Everybody, it's funny, like humans become very, not that they're projecting onto you, some of them might be, but like you're oftentimes when you go against the grain and you're not going to do something normal, people are going to come back at you saying like, you shouldn't do that. You should. You only have one life. And I like to think of it as like, what is my little dash going to say when my time here on earth is done? And that little dash of like in between when you were here and when you left, what did I do in the dash? Because it's really short. Like life seems to be that short. And So why not go chase everything and risk it all on yourself? And I'm here to, as a reminder, or maybe the sign you needed today, to risk it all. Now, be smart about risking it, which is what we're going to talk about today. But there were times where I risked my rent for the month to bet on myself. And there was a point where one time I was, that was not smart and had to be in my car for a little bit. And that's all right. But I don't recommend that. Don't do that. Don't risk it that much. But I do remember like, okay, like I did that. I made a choice. And how can I learn from that now? Which I wouldn't do that now. I would play it smart. And in my case in this season, like there's rent and then there's shows. And shows, like shows cost a lot of money to do for an artist. Every time I get offered something, yes, you get paid. But what you get paid, you put right back in to how much it costs to go and do shows. So there comes a fine line where like if the company that month is like a little lower, and it's kind of in the red, and you're not profiting enough, I can't risk my rent for that month because I'm pulling from both. Hopefully, you get to a season where all artists starting out are going to be in the red on shows, but you build it over time and you're strategic about it, then you profit and you're doing great. So I will say be smart about when you're risking it and know when it's like, don't risk being homeless every time. That's crazy. Don't do that. But younger me was like, I'll be homeless. Yep. Nope. It wasn't a smart idea. Okay. This has kind of already gone off course, but that's fine. So let me see. I'm going to look at my phone again. We can cut this part out. Where did this note go? Shit. Okay. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Okay.
I'm going to get you a paper to write on.
I know I need it.
You like cue cards.
I like scrolled and I scrolled to the wrong part of the note. So I was like, fuck. This is what I wanted to read. God dang it. Okay. My opening monologue, we can use some of that or we cannot. But this was the monologue I wanted to read that I skipped to the other episode. And that's why I was like, wait. Okay. The cost of a dream. Chaylin, your host. Co-host. Okay. So I'm looking at my phone a little bit more today so I can stay on topic. ADHD queen of the century right here. Hello. So don't mind me. This is going to be beneficial for you and I. Nobody really talks about what it costs to chase a dream, not just financially, but emotionally. We see highlight reels online, which I myself included. Yes, there are days where I post a little more like vulnerable, like it seems like I'm sad, but still highlighted. It is still curated. It is never going to be what is really going on behind the scenes, or else I don't know if anybody would go to my page anymore. They'd be like, is this girl okay? No, no, I'm not. So we see the highlights of everybody. Remember that if you are on a down day today, that, and I get caught in them too. I scroll and I look at it and I'm like, I'm not doing as good as that person. And I'm like, no, I don't really know what's going on in their life. They could be sobbing their eyes out, posting online like, I'm happy today. I've been there. But just remember, we see highlights, the moments that look shiny. But behind most creative lives is somebody quietly choosing rent money or comfort again. And I have chosen that over and over and over, which is why this is called Rent Money Confessions, is the amount of times I've risked rent versus betting on myself. And that's probably every month I come down to like a and then it God provides every time, but I make it work. And we never get to see those parts. We never get to see people that are building businesses, entrepreneurs, anybody starting small, risk their rent versus betting on themselves, because you'll do it every month up until, God willing, it grows and you're like, wow, I could pay my rent for 6 years in advance. This is great. But this episode is not about complaining. It is about telling the truth. Because if you've ever wondered why you're exhausted, why it feels harder than it should, you're probably not doing it wrong. You're just paying the cost of what it takes to bet on your dreams. So, welcome. I felt like that was a good opening speech. Ooh, I was right on par. I didn't go off kilter. Okay, so let's talk about the version of me that could have been more comfortable with choosing a certain life. That, I will say this, growing up in the South too, it is a idea when I was younger in my head was like, I'll be married by this age, do this by this age, also be chasing my dreams. Like, I had no idea what that meant to like not have any of that pan out the way I thought it was supposed to be. And in the South, you're kind of raised to think that. And it's a beautiful thing, but it's also like really scary to think, oh, I've missed this age mark. So I failed. Nobody told me that chasing what I was going to chase was going to not fall in those time brackets at all. All right, marriage, still waiting. And we're very far past our deadline. Deadlines in general, as a human being, no matter what you're chasing in this life, get rid of them. I think that they've kind of been embedded into our brain as a society to make you think, especially as females, like if you want kids and you don't have them by this age, then you're like, you've missed the mark or whatever. Like, I have this anxiety every day, and I talked about it with Allie in the last episode, is like, oh my God, this age and I'm still wondering how I'm going to make my rent, versus like, I know people back home that have a house, have kids, have like, you have to let go of that. And I think I've had to really this year in general, like, come to terms with that timeline I had in my head, get rid of it. It's never too late. It's never too early. You are on the right path. You are on your right time. You could be 87 when you want to go back to school and study marketing. I don't know. Like, whatever you want to do, if you want to do it, do it. But it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable to go against the grain. So I want to make sure that that is like a point that I make today. If you're chasing and you're an entrepreneur and your timeline is not adding up to the rest of what your friends are, or you have entrepreneur friends that their business took off, okay, that's great for them. It was supposed to happen at that point. Your timeline is different. The world might need what you have and your idea and the seed later on that's not ready. I'm just like songs. When I put them out, it's like, would I like them to come out faster? Yes. Am I working on the timeline of schedules and multiple different people that have to do with these songs? Yes. So it's not the timelines that I'd like, but I know that they're going to come out when they're supposed to. So being more comfortable, get rid of being comfortable, no matter what you're doing in life. Comfortable and risking it all, they don't go together. They're not supposed to. And it's uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable as a person, that means you're growing. And growing, I hope you do it every day. You're supposed to. I mean, I grew from yesterday. There's things I learned yesterday that I now know what to carry with me today. And why we're doing this podcast, because all the things I've learned, and whether they're good or not, they're navigating my life, and hopefully they'll become blueprints for you. So let's see. I have my glasses on. So if you are chasing a dream, your dream, you can love your dream, but you can also be tired of it. And to be honest with you, there are more days than not that chasing this, reinventing myself, investing in myself, building it from the ground up multiple times. I've chosen to do different genres in this life that I was pop, I was this, I was that. You have to reinvent yourself so many times. And then there comes a day where you're so comfortable with who you just are at your core, and you stop chasing all these identities that you're like, and that becomes, even just as a person showing up in everyday life to your friends, to your boyfriend, to your girlfriend, wife, husband, people love you so much when you just stop becoming anybody else but the core of who you are. And as you grow up, there will be identities that you chase multiple times. You're supposed to do that. But who you are inside, you'll go back to that and you'll be comfortable and you will not care if people like you or not. There's so many people in the world. You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I'm sure as heck not. I'm like, you like ADD crazy? Some people don't like that. It's okay. The burnout that you get from reinventing yourself in so many timelines is exhausting. And it is okay some days if you wake up and you don't love your dream. You're not supposed to. That means you're doing it right. Because some days it's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you your rent. It's going to cost you sacrificing things that, do I wish that I could have showed up for certain weddings, certain birthdays, certain things like that? Yeah, I do. And I missed them. That is something that's really hard to accept and come to terms with, the things that I've missed just for this dream. Because some days this dream doesn't give back to you. And it's hard to keep loving it. You have to find love and learn how to love it over and over and over again. But that's, I just want to make sure that everybody knows the cost of your dream and what that's going to feel like some days. Don't give up on it just because you don't love it that much that day. Because it's going to look like burnout. It's going to look heavy. It's going to look frustrating sometimes. But then you have the tiny little stepping stones that keep you going and get you to the big stepping stone. It's going to all pay off. So I will say the being almost there, almost making it for years, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. I'm not going to tell you that sitting here, I'm not tired right now. I will confess that. But then I get to stand on a stage and meet people and hear their stories at shows and why I do this. That's why I keep on. So for whatever your why is, do not forget your why in the cost or like in the pursuit of chasing whatever your dream is. Also, like I said, the highlight reels, comparisons, please, 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 because I struggle with it every day. And I know you've probably heard it a million times. Comparison is a thief of joy. Don't compare yourself. It's hard not to. These little phones that we have, they were like made for comparison. Like you just live in comparison because you just see people's like highlight reels. So you're going to feel a sense of like jealousy and comparing and like, don't feel guilty for that. Don't feel shameful for that because it happens to everybody. That's kind of human nature and why we like are competitive with each other. But learn a healthy balance of that. Like you can look at your peers, see what they're doing, but just know like, I don't also know what's going on behind the scenes, if they can make rent this month or whatever that looks like. Because I forget that some days that I'm like, everything's ending. My life is over. I'm never going to get to where I'm supposed to be. And truth is, if it's meant to be yours in this lifetime, it will be yours. It's just you got to let go of your timeline and stop looking at everybody else's because that'll also burn you out. And I've had to really think about that more than ever this year and remind myself of that. Admit it to yourself, recognize it, and then compartmentalize that, oh yeah, my timeline is different. There's only one me. There's only one you. And you're here for a reason. So respect and love your timeline and just acknowledge everybody else's and keep moving. Let's see. Like I said earlier, the relational cost. I'm going in segments of these. So like the first one that I touched on was the visible cost of what you see. The emotional cost was that last one that I talked about. And the relational cost. Music industry in general, acting, like anything in those industries cost you a lot. They cost you friendships. They cost you fighting with your family sometimes. They cost you a boyfriend, girlfriend that you're with that can't understand if they do something else, like the schedules that it costs. Like there are things that I look back and people that I either carried on the journey and chose them more when you got to figure out who deserves that. Because I also realized looking back, like, wow, I put that person in front of everything I fought for my whole life, and they did not deserve it. All of the demons I dated in the past. I let them come in between me and what I was really there to do in like in LA, wherever. Like, be careful of who you choose to put in front of your dream because it can also, that can cost you your dream. And then there's some people that you have to realize they come before my dream. My family, everybody now, like as I've gotten older and what who I chose to put second to it, I don't regret things in this life, but I would like to go back and maybe have done those a little different because there are weddings, there are when somebody had a kid, there's somebody that if I couldn't make it to a funeral, unfortunately, like there are things that I stayed in town or I stayed like thinking, okay, well, what if this happens today? There's a fine line you have to walk in anything you're chasing and realize people aren't going to be here for forever. And sometimes those aren't worth missing. And I would be lying if I said that I have chosen the wrong option in my past. Now, in this phase of my life, I will make it to the wedding. I will make it to anything because those don't happen every day. And this can wait for today. But I've also learned what people are worth doing that for. And there are people that I have to ask myself, would they do that for me? And probably not. So I might have to miss that event or miss this. And like, but that's also the cost of doing this. And like, it weighs on you. Like there are days that I think about, man, I won't be a part of those memories or like in that picture with that group of people because I chose to do this. And sometimes that panned out for me. Sometimes it didn't. And that it's frustrating to look at it because you want to look back and look like, I missed that, but this happened. And especially in the music industry, 9 times out of 10, you will stay for something that I say when the fat lady, I will only say like, yay, it happened when the fat lady sings. I think that's the phrase, right? It's not over till the fat lady sings. I never understood where that came from, actually. I got to look up who made that quote because I'm like, who's the fat lady? Like, when does she sing? I've never heard her sing yet. I got to look into that, actually. It's a weird quote now that I'm...
I think it has to do with, like, the opera.
The opera.
The opera. Okay. Who goes to the opera anymore? Is there operas? I guess maybe, probably. But anyways, so if you guys didn't know that, the phrase, it's not over till the fat lady sings, is from the opera. That's something I learned today.
Wow.
Anyways, you will choose things that they don't pan out sometimes, and, like, it's okay. You have to know that, like... You just have to keep forgiving yourself. You have to know, like, you learned something that time and to choose differently next time. I've also, the amount of fights that I've had with, like, my family over in a season where I was doing pop music in LA, I was very confused. I did not know who I was yet to stand up for myself and say, like, no, I think that I want to portray myself as this online. There were many different versions of me, like I've talked about before. I was as low as using finger puppets. But I also dressed in a certain way that now I wouldn't dress like that. That wasn't me. I had my hair color a certain way. I'm like, oh, girl, very lost and confused. And I would fight with my family. I would fight with my mom. She's like, do you have to say the F word in this? Do you have to dress like this? I'm like, yes, Pisu, makes me cool. Does not looking back. Listen to your parents. I will tell you that. They know a thing or two. I never thought I'd say that. But looking back, the amount of fights that I got in this dream, like the amount of boyfriends I fought with to be like, I have to stay at the studio late. And obviously they were toxic relationships, but they're like, why are you staying there so late? Like, what are you? And I'm like, you can't explain a songwriting session. It's impossible. Like my job every day, if I'm not doing shows, is writing songs. When I'm with my family at the holidays and I'm explaining to them, because I think people think you can write a song and just tomorrow put it out. If only. Because one, writing sessions in general, if you don't know how they work, if you're with a publisher, if you're not, that's one thing. But a writing session to get a song, you are typically put in the room for the day with strangers that you've never met. As the artist, you open up about your life, which there's layers to mine. But you open up, tell a little bit about it. You're very vulnerable in that session. And then you have about 6 to 8 hours. And that's like a long one where you're like, hey, here's my life. Let's make something from that. And then at the end of that 8 hours, you've hopefully pulled magic from the sky and written a song that nobody knows how it happens, but it happens. It's not easy. I will tell you that. And some days you walk away and you're like, yeah, we got one, but it's me. I probably have thousands of songs on a hard drive that will never see the light of day. And they're not bad. Some of them are bad, but they're just not, they don't, it's like a feeling. I can't describe it, but you just know when it's like, okay, that's worth putting out. Then once you write that song that day, the next step is if you're independent, if you're on a label, you have to produce it out. You have to schedule time with players. You have to then like, people need paid. You have to work on the deals. You have to then go get it mixed. And if you have edits, you have to get it mastered. Then you have to do artwork. You have to pay for artwork. You have to set it up. It takes like, as far as like the fastest you could do it and turn around a new song that you've written, probably like from the day you write it, a month. And that is fast to turn it around and put it out. Typically, the songs you hear of mine even, or any artist, probably has existed for 2 years prior and has waited to come out. So that's one thing that I have to like explain to my family because my mom's like, just write a song for like, I think you should write a song with this idea. And I'm like, if I'm not feeling it that day, it's probably not going to happen. Like I can't write songs and not feel them or be connected to them that day. I have to write whatever I walked into at, or walked in as that day. So the family and friends, when I go home and I'm talking to people and I'm like, so how is your life? And they're telling me about their job. And I sit there and I'm like, am I contributing anything to this world besides little songs? And then I think about like they talk about their kids. And in a weird way, kind of frustrating for me to sit there and be like, I can't connect with the people I love the most because I don't know what their life is like. I don't know this chapter of life. So I will say that that's another thing where it's like, if you're chasing or building a business at all as an entrepreneur, it's really hard to talk to people that are on a different timeline and doing an entirely different life. And it's frustrating. And it's like, I want to know so bad or be able to be like, yeah, I had this happen too, that we can relate and connect on that. Because that is one thing I never knew was going to be really hard to come to terms with as I've gotten older and people's lives move in a different pace than mine. I'm like, I feel like a giant kid. I feel like I have gotten nothing figured out. And you seem to have all the check marks in the boxes that I'm like, shouldn't I have had those by now? So that's definitely a cost where you sacrifice that as well. And some days it's a little harder than others to be okay with that and think that you're not behind. So I will say that the last chunk of this episode is, it's a question nobody wants to ask themselves or ask somebody else that they might care and love for that is chasing a dream, but is it worth it? And that is okay if you ask yourself that. It is okay if somebody else asks you that out of love. It does not mean that you're weak. It does not mean that you're failing in any sense. It is a healthy question to ask. I thought that asking that up until 2 years ago when I was like, is this even worth it anymore? The answer is always yes. As long as I always tell people this, as long as the burning desire in you to go, if you were put on this planet and at whatever age, or maybe you don't know yet, but there's going to be something that lights you on fire more than like something else would, or like you're like, oh, that made me feel different. I want to chase that. Whether it's building an app, whatever, I don't know. Going to school for a certain major, like whatever that is that lights you on fire is typically why you're here. Because I see people light up when they talk about certain things that I'm like, but why are you doing this over here? Is it, listen, I chose a very uncomfortable lifestyle. It seems glamorous and seems awesome and like you're getting to do really cool things, but it comes at the cost of like, you are going to be uncomfortable every day. How I make rent, how I do this, is it worth it? And the answer to that, I have concluded, is yes. Yes, it is worth it. Because at one point, when you try hard enough over and over and over, it is going to be there, it's bound to work in some way. Is it worth it to let go of the way you think it was supposed to work out? Because you might be here, I might be here to sing. But maybe my singing looks different in like, maybe I sing and do this, or maybe this pays the bills and I sing. Who knows? I don't know. I'm still getting to that angle. But yes, it's worth it. It's always worth it. That's why you're here. So whatever lights you on fire, yes, it is worth it. Choosing the dream with your eyes wide open, really hard to do up until a certain age when you realize, like, I look back at young me and I'm like, I will be broke forever if it means chasing this. No, no. There's a realism that comes along with that. And I think that's something you learn throughout your early 20s. Hopefully you learn it sooner than I did, because one day I woke up, I was like, this isn't fun and games anymore. And I'm building a business and people are relying on me. And it's so awesome when it gets to that point, but it's also terrifying. So you have to kind of look at it like it's not just a selfish thing anymore. It's not just you. There's people attached that like their rent's going to be paid that month because you did well, or you got up that day when you didn't want to and you went and wrote the song that then lands this and triggers this and shows, and like you can provide and income for other people. Like, that's where you want to get to. And it's the coolest place when it starts to happen. But that puts another layer of stress on it when it's not just you anymore, just doing what you want to do. So there's days that you're not going to want to get up. There's days that you're going to be tired and not want to fight. And you have to think bigger picture. You have to think of other people. And like, also just think like, you know what? I'm not going to skip this today because I'm tired. I'm going to go and write the song or audition because it might pan out to something else that comes from that day, whether you see it or not yet. So I will say, make sure you always keep that in the back of your head. If you don't want to do something that day, don't just skip on it because you're tired. Always show up, always go to the job interview, always show up for class, because it'll probably your timeline down the road, looking back, you'll be like, wow, if I wouldn't have done that, it wouldn't have led to this. So those are my key core things of this episode of The Cost of the Dream. Hopefully that was insightful. I felt like I was going down my ADHD rabbit holes, but trying to come back in. So bear with me. And then my reflection question at the end of the episode. Let's see. What have I sacrificed that I've been calling failure when it's actually commitment? What have I sacrificed thinking it's failure? I didn't think about my answer to these questions. I don't know. I'm going to look at a different question. Hold on. Shit. Sorry, guys. Edit this out. Where did the other one go? Shit. Oh. Okay. If nobody was watching, who would I still choose to be and what would I protect? I would choose to show up with integrity. And I would protect the integrity because who I show up as the artist, who I show up as a business person, I have chosen and learned that integrity, vulnerability, honest and authentically showing up as myself is committing. It is committing to myself and it is committing to others. And I think if you show up as that as a human being, no matter what you're doing in this life and just every day choose integrity and kindness, I wouldn't sacrifice that for the world. In fact, if that meant I lost a gig or whatever, just to know that I could go to sleep at night that day, choosing that I chose the higher road in how I treated somebody or how I ran my business, I'll lose the gig if that meant that I showed up as that person. And I think that choosing that is worth anything else or like is priceless, basically. And another gig will come along because you chose to show up as that. So. This was episode 3, The Cost of the Dream. Thank you for coming to my episode again. God's